Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Nieto. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Al Newman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Carter. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Gagne goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Kittle hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hall hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Harbeck strikes out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nieto hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Snyder. The throw from Nieto and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a pop-up into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newman moves to third. Gagne moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nieto is 0 for 1 in the game. Nieto hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a line drive towards short. Bell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 0 for 2 in the game. Gladden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gagne bunts towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Franco covering, for the out. Newman moves to third. Gladden moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Newman scores. Gladden scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 2 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Nieto batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nieto is 0 for 2 in the game. Nieto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newman strikes out. 1 out. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gagne hits a line drive towards the mound. Bales can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gladden moves to second. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Franco fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Gladden moves to third. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. 1 out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up into left center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dedman fields it and throws to first for the out. Harbeck moves to second. 2 outs. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nieto is 0-for-3 in the game. Nieto hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nieto for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Dave Clark pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Clark strikes out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Franco. The throw from Nieto and he is safe. Franco steals second. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Upshaw moves to third. It's Twins, 3, Indians, 3. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Upshaw scores. Kittle moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 3 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Puckett throws the ball into Newman, who relays the ball to Getty, who tags Jacoby trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kittle scores. Hall goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Deadman covering, for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gladden hits a pop-up into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Gagne moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.